It's the first Road Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show of the year. We're coming to you from beautiful Fayetteville. Eric Bach here with Sammy Infante, starting at second base tonight for the Fred Nats. Sammy, thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much. Just excited to be here in Fayetteville, first road trip of the year.
Second year in a row we've been here. Position change for you, third baseman last year, back to what I think is a little more natural to you, to the middle infield. How excited were you when you found out you were going to be going back to the middle infield?
Oh, man, I was stoked. It's just I get to show my game a little more. I'm able to show my athleticism and what I could do as a versatile player.
Good start for you at the plate. 5-for-10 on the opening weekend. Team wins 2 out of 3. Vibes are good right now, right?
Vibes are good. The boys are rolling. You know, I just want to get the younger kids, get them in a better state of mind, getting better at bats, you know, looking forward to the next pitch. That's where we're at right now.
It's kind of my next question for you. As a guy who was here last year, do you feel like you have some responsibility to lead these young guys?
Yeah, that's the role that I'm playing this year. Coming out of spring training, they pretty much brought it up to me. Like, look, you're going to be a veteran in this locker room. You know, go do what you got to do on the field, but also lead these kids and show them the way.
I want to go back to opening night. Felt like we were spraying the ball over the yard but couldn't score a run. And then Lynchburg scores first, and then you come up with 2 outs and a runner on third base. Walk me through that at-bat that you were able to get the tying run in, and eventually Brady's home run the next inning won the game.
Yeah, so I had runners on second and third, and I was like, man, I'm not passing up this at-bat without bringing at least a run in. You know, so I just battled in there because I know if I get on second, double play ball, we're out of the inning. So I just battled until I was able to hit a bloop shot right up the middle just to tie the game. And, of course, Brady came the next inning and broke a route open.
What's different about the road versus home for you in just your process and preparation every day?
The comfort level, you know. Once you're on the road, you're out of your environment from what you're used to. So when you're here, you have to adjust from the time you get up, breakfast, from the time you get here to the field. You know, you have to adjust to what the other team is doing. So right now we're waiting to get into the cages. So it's a different adjustment. While when you're at home, you already know what's going on.
At the end of 2023, what are some things that you would consider it to be a successful year for Sammy Infante?
Oh, man. I say over 100 games, over 500 plate appearances. You know, my goal this year is to be healthy and be more consistent than I was last year and have a better production at the plate in the second half.
What about this clubhouse? Because I know last year it was a really tight-knit group. That was why it was such a successful group, I think. How do you see this group shaping out?
I think this group is just as close. I feel like the difference between last year and this year we have, you know, probably the same amount of talent or I believe a little more. Just the guys are dramatically younger. Last year, you know, probably the average age of the players were 23 years old. The average age this year is about 20 to 21 of the players in low A. So it's an experience, you know, standpoint with these guys. And it's just the more ABs they get, the more experience they're going to get, and the better the games are going to be.
One of those young guys is Elijah Green. What is it like sharing a lineup with him?
Oh, man, it's cool. It's definitely cool. A guy of, you know, sought to be a generational talent. It's good just to see him work. You know, the game comes natural to him. You know, if he makes a mistake, he's going to make it up 2 times. So he's special, yeah.
Sammy Infante here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it.